I'm going to read from the Gospel according to Matthew and chapter 12 from verse 46. While he was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers were standing outside, wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." But to the one who had told him this, Jesus replied, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Amen. At the start of December, perhaps a little before that, and before the suggestion came up that I do anything about my family, I began to think about families. Perhaps because Leandra and I were going to South Africa with the express purpose of spending Christmas there. It had been a while, almost a decade in fact, that we had spent Christmas with any members of our families. And this Christmas, we spent the day with my mum and my brother in Cape Town and his family. When one lives away from close family, one goes back into it with mixed feelings sometimes. Excitement because you're seeing close loved ones again, but sometimes also trepidation as you wonder what you're going to find when it comes to parents in terms of things like health. And this was a factor for both Leandra and I, as she had almost lost her dad in 2013, and my mum's back was really playing up. Both are fine. Leandra's dad has made a great recovery. In the end, it was great to see everyone, and we had a good Christmas together. My thoughts at Christmas time also turn to those for whom family conjures up little excitement. For those for whom family means pain and bad relationships. Not closeness, but separation. I thought about the burden many people carry in their hearts as they wish that things were better, but seem unable to bring about any form of reconciliation, often for all kinds of reasons, and my heart was filled with pain for them. I realized that although family can be a great and positive, loving refuge, it can also be a source of great pain and something negative for some. And I wondered if there was any form of liberation, if you like, for people in bad places, for people in toxic family relationships. So I turned to the Gospels, and what I found, especially in terms of the teachings of Jesus, was not what one might expect. To put it in a nutshell, it wasn't exactly something like focus on the family. For example, in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 following, we are told that while he was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers were standing outside waiting to speak to him. When someone said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside waiting to speak to you." Far from going to be with them because they were his family, his blood relatives, Jesus, speaking to the one who had drawn his attention, said, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And then he pointed to his disciples and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." In the Gospel according to Mark chapter 3, we are told that after Jesus had appointed the 12, he went home. And the crowd that had been watching him came together again, and they were so big that they could not even eat. I presume that meant Jesus and his family. When his family heard the crowd, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying he has gone out of his mind. In Mark, the story of Jesus and his mother and brothers standing outside follows this account. And so we have to ask, what do we make of these things? Was Jesus simply trying to be controversial? Was he purposely seeking to shame his own family by seemingly being disrespectful? And I believe the answer to these questions is no. And I have no doubt in my heart that Jesus loved his family. But his response to them clearly lets us know that his mission and his life did not revolve around the nuclear family. For Jesus' vision was far broader than that. We know this simply from the fact that Jesus called God his Father. We also know this because those who were with him were not members of his nuclear family, but people he had chosen to follow him, people who had accepted his calling and indeed followed him. And that's what we learn about here, whether we are blessed with loving homes and loving families or not, is the fact that God's claims of love and grace are sovereign over even the dearest human claims. And that spiritual bond between the disciples of his kingdom is paramount over even blood bonds. Whereas Jesus' nuclear family might have been frustrated with him because he wasn't making a business of his healing and was embarrassing them in the process, Jesus wanted those who heard him to understand that family went beyond the bonds of blood and that his message wasn't a money spinner, it was one that set people free. And we who might have the blessing of great family might think the words of Jesus are rather stern. But just for a moment, imagine what it might have brought and brings to those who are cast out by their own families, whose experience of family has hardly ever been good. Friends, Jesus calls us to love one another. And he calls us to love one another as mothers, brothers, sisters, fathers to each other, with a love so deep that the boundaries of family are blurred or even fall away. For in this way, healing from brokenness takes place in people's lives. And so we do not wish that those who have broken families can be like ours. Instead, we share the love with them which might bring about such a wish. I stood before you last Sunday after traveling for a long time. And because I cannot sleep on airplanes, I was tired. Just feeling that long and drawn out sense of tiredness that travel sometimes brings. But as I looked out at all of you, mostly seated in your spots, I had this wonderful warm feeling in my heart that although I had left my mum and brother and members of my extended family back in South Africa, I had come home to my other family members, all of you. And when I read the three words on the card that was attached to the gift that you gave me on my birthday, "We love you," I can honestly say it was one of the most special moments of my life. Something that I will always treasure in my heart. We are a family, friends. And we're a family with open doors. This place is a refuge for those who need love. And Jesus has called us to share deep bonds of kindness, affection, and grace with all the people who enter this place. Amen.